Please open your Bibles to the book of Romans, the first chapter. Romans chapter 1. If yours is a Scofield Reference Bible, that's page 1191, 1191, beginning with verse 15. We'll read responsively through verse 18. The text verse is the 17th verse. And let's all stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God. So as much as in thee is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. And the text verse is this, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. And let's pray. Father, we're thankful for this good crowd of people. But whether many or few, if we, of course, gather in thy name, thou art there in the midst. And we claim your power, we claim your presence. And we thank you for that which you've done and that which you're doing and that which is to be accomplished in this great service. Bless those who visit with us. Bless those of us who come usually to this place. And we pray for the kind of power and blessing that's needed to unite all of our hearts and minds as one for the hearing of the gospel as it's preached by the man of God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let me ask you, better still, let me tell you, do not leave the service while I'm preaching, unless you become so ill, unless there is a necessity for you to leave. I also ask you to be seated just while I'm praying. Everybody have a seat. No one standing in the back. I want no one talking. No whispering to your neighbor. Just I want your eyes and attention focused right here. Now, why? Because for a lot of people in this room, the next 30 minutes is the most important 30 minutes of their lives. For many people in this room, the next 30 minutes. And that person may be sitting next to you. Don't bother him. That person may be sitting in front of you or behind you. Just be sure that you listen. I'm doing something this morning I rarely ever do. I hardly ever preach an evangelistic sermon. Most of my sermons are to my people. I told Mrs. Hiles this morning at the table, I said, I feel guilty when I preach an evangelistic sermon. And she said, why? I said, because I go through the service and do not feed our people. And yet I think of the song, I love to tell the story. For those who know it best seem hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. And when in scenes of glory we sing the new song, it's just going to be the old, old story that we've loved so long. I want to talk this morning to those of you that don't know you're going to heaven. If I know this auditorium, and I'm sure I do, there are probably nearly 7,000 people, between 6,500 and 7,000 people in this room today. There are others watching on closed-circuit television, and I want you to listen carefully as I bring the message entitled, I Have Some Good News for You. Our Heavenly Father, help me as I preach today. I realize that it's heaven or hell for a lot of people. Literally hundreds of people will respond to what I'm going to say and make plans for heaven. And forever they'll live with Christ, sing around the throne, walk on golden streets and through gates of pearl because of the next 30 minutes. I also realize that there are some people today who may burn in hell forever, forever and ever and ever in the fires of eternal torment because of what they refuse to do. Now I ask you, help it not to be my fault, or the fault of my people, or the fault of everybody in this room. Do thou speak to our hearts today. In Jesus' name, amen. Five times in Romans chapter 1. But no walking around now. Everybody sit down. No walking around. Everybody find a seat. Just sit down wherever you are. No walking in or out. I said that a while ago. I have to say it every 5 minutes. I'll say it. Not because it upsets me, because it's going to upset you when you stand before God and somebody goes to hell because they didn't listen, because you bothered them. Listen carefully now. Five times in the book of Romans, I see the word gospel. We call the first four books in the New Testament the four gospels. Now here is the real gospel. Romans is more one of the gospels than Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. The word gospel, five times in the Romans 1, the word gospel simply means good news. So this morning, I have some good news for you from God. You're about to hear the best news you ever heard in your life, or ever will hear in your life. Those of you who are not sure that you're going to heaven when you die, and there are hundreds and hundreds like that here this morning. Those of you who are not sure that you're God's child, you don't know that if Jesus came at this moment and the trumpet of the Lord were to sound and time would be no more, you don't know that you'd rise to meet the Lord in the air. Whatever you do, you listen to me, whatever you do, you sit up straight, look right this way, and hang on every word that's said, because you're about to hear the best news you ever heard in your life. Let me tell you what that good news is. Number one, the good news is you may have your record cleared. Let me explain what I mean by that. You see, one day you learned right from wrong. You reached the age of accountability. For the bass section of the choir, they were 35 years of age at the time. But one day, you realized right from wrong. You knew sin from righteousness. And the truth is, from that day on, every sin that you have ever committed has been written down in God's book. On your record today, if you have never said yes to Jesus Christ, is every sin that you have ever committed. The next thing you did that was wrong, after you realized that you were a sinner, and sin and righteousness were not the same. And by the way, it's still there. If it was 50 years ago when you told your first lie is still recorded in God's book. It's still there. Every sin you've committed since then is recorded in God's book. Every lie, every theft, every dirty thought, every bad word, every moment of hatred, every use of tobacco, every drop of liquor, every act of disobedience, everything you've ever done that you shouldn't have done, everything that you have ever shouldn't have done that you should have done, and it's all written there in God's book. Hey, here's the good news. Are you listening? Are you listening? Here's the good news. You may in this hour have every sin removed from your record. Did you hear me? I'm going to show you in a few minutes how every sin that you've ever committed can be removed from your record today. I have some more good news. Once that your record is cleared and blank, it will not stay blank very long. Wait a minute, preacher. You just said that my sins would all be wiped away. Oh, I said that. And the moment that you do what I tell you and don't leave, I'm going to tell you how to get this all done after a while. The moment that you do this, your record is wiped clear. But it will not stay clear very long. Hey, listen to this good news. Once you have done so, your record is cleared and blank. Every good thing about Jesus Christ will be written down on your record under your name. Did you hear what I said? Not only can you have, in the next 30 minutes or so, not only can you have every sin taken away from the book that's listed against your name,
But oh, under your name, we've listed such things as this: love, mercy, kindness, grace, goodness, unselfishness, patience, justice, long-suffering, forbearance, temperance, peace, gentleness, goodness, and meekness. Did you hear what I said? Hey, you said that doesn't sound like me. It's not you, and it's not me, but it's what Jesus did. And I have good news. In this Gospel of Romans, God says He will wipe every sin off your record. And this morning, in this hour, if you'll do what I tell you before we leave, that means that everything good about Jesus Christ will be placed on your record. I have more good news from the Gospel of Romans. Once your sins are removed, every sin you ever committed, and once the perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ is written on, listen to me, hey, I'm talking to you, listen to me, we're having preaching here, do you whisper after a while, there's something going on here more important than United Nations meetings, something going on here more important than President Clinton being tried, something going on here better than the Super Bowl, sit up and listen to me, whisper after a while, I'm telling you some good news this morning. Your record can be wiped clean, and then the righteousness of Jesus Christ placed on your record. But I have some more good news. And that good news is, God will never again write a sin against your record. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Blessed is that man. I'm saying this morning, something can happen in this room this morning. Hear me. Something can happen in this room this morning that can cause every sin that you've ever committed blotted out of your record, every good thing about Jesus placed on your record, and then God will never again place a sin on your record because every sin you've ever committed was placed on somebody else's record instead of yours, and His righteousness was placed on your record. I've got some good news for you. This morning, right here in this auditorium, little old you may have your record cleared. Little old you may have the goodness of Jesus Christ placed on that record. Little old you can do something this morning. I'll tell you after a while, so don't go to sleep. I'll tell you after a while what to do. You can have it so that God will never again write in His book one single sin you've ever committed. I have some more good news. I have the news that once your sins have been removed from God's book, and once His goodness has been placed on your record, don't leave me. Once Jesus' righteousness has been placed on your record, and God promises that He will never place another sin against your record, meaning you will not have to go to hell because that's the final payment of sin, is burning in hell forever. And that means if your record is clear, that means that you won't have to go to hell because Jesus suffered your hell for you on the cross 2,000 years ago. And you can be His child, have your sins taken out of the book, have His righteousness placed on your name, under your name, and He will never again place another sin against your record. Hey, I've got some even better news than that. He will make it so you never sin at all. You see, He just doesn't come here and wipe your sins out like that. He also takes them out of His book. And your record looks like you, hey, there's no eraser sign there. There's no sign of a little white deal blotting out a mistake. Bless God, when God looks at my record in heaven this morning, He not only doesn't see my sins and won't write them down, He sees the righteousness of Jesus Christ, but I've got news for you this morning. God looks at my record and says, I declare, old Jack never sinned at all. You call that justification. You see, your sins can be forgotten by God this morning. They can be buried in the deepest sea. They can be separated from you as far as the east is from the west. They can be not even a part of God's memory. Mrs. Howes and I were in Hawaii. We decided to take a submarine ride. We got in this submarine started going deep, 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 deep. Beautiful fish everywhere. Looking out a little porthole kind of window. All of a sudden, the submarine stopped. I said, good night, what a place to run out of gas. And we were sitting on the bottom of the ocean. And I thought, dear Lord in heaven, start this thing up. Then we were on the bottom of the ocean. And then our guide said, ladies and gentlemen, this is a significant place. This is the deepest spot in this part of the ocean. And I had a spell. You say, what did you have a spell about? Because that's where my sins are. See? Because there's only two or three down there, of course. But you should have seen that mountain down there under Jack Scott's name. I mean, hey, did you hear me? Did you hear what I said? This morning, before you leave this building, you can have your sins wiped off of your record. Hey, did you hear me? You can have the righteousness of Jesus Christ written against your name. Did you hear me? God will never place another sin on your record. Did you hear me? He'll make your record not only without sin, but He'll make it so you never sinned at all in the record of God. The Gospel of Romans has some good news for you. That isn't all. I have some more good news. That good news is this. You can this morning in this building do something that can cause you to be set apart for heaven, and you can't miss it at all. The Bible calls that sanctification. That means your table will be set this morning. That means your flight is booked. That means your seat is assigned. That means your reservation has been confirmed. That means your ticket has been issued. That means your lot has been purchased. That means your home is now being built. And you will be set apart for heaven. And you can this morning do something that will make you as sure of heaven as Jesus is. That's called sanctification. I have some more good news for you. According to this wonderful Gospel of Romans, your record can be cleared of your sins. The righteousness of Jesus Christ can be recorded against your name. God will never record another sin against you. Your record will look as if you never had sinned at all. And you can be set apart for heaven. And you're as good as being there. And this morning, you can walk out these doors just as sure for heaven as if you were already walking down the streets of gold. But here's the good news. God comes in you to live. Hey, did you can walk out that door this morning with God living in your heart? God living through His Holy Spirit will come into your body today. Say, how will you feel? Doesn't matter how you feel, God says He'll do it. That means that you can walk away from here with the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead 2,000 years ago, that same Spirit that reached down in Joseph's borrowed tomb and raised up that body of Jesus Christ and caused it to live again. And He rose from the dead, up from the grave. He arose with a mighty triumph for His foes. That same mighty Holy Spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead is right there at the heart's door of your body this morning, knocking because He wants to come in to live forever. He will lead you and guide you. He will teach you the Bible. He will help you conquer sin. He will encourage you. He will make you a new person. Somebody said to me not long ago, I was so winning. And they said, well, brother, what if I sin and go out and live like the devil? I said, suppose that you got saved and I came and lived in your house. Would it help any? Would that take care of your liquor problem? I sat at your table, heard every conversation. Oh, Brother Hiles, if that's possible, I believe I could make it. I said, I got better news for that. The creator of Dr. Jack Hiles will come in to live. I'm saying this morning, you can walk out those doors back there with the Spirit of God. God in spirit living in your body. Oh, what good news that is. Your sins blotted out of His book. His righteousness charged your record. never to record another sin against your record. Your record just as if you'd never sinned at all. Set apart, reservation made in heaven that cannot be broken. And then the Holy Spirit of God comes in your body to live forever. I have some more good news for you from the Gospel of Romans. The moment that you do what I'm going to tell you after a while, God will start preparing a new body for you. See, what's it like the body of Jesus? You say, you mean a long-haired hippie? No, that's what some queer made Jesus look like. No. That perfect body of Jesus Christ that did not sin. His resurrection body. That resurrection body of Christ, the same one that walked the shores of Galilee, that ascended back to the Heavenly Father, that same body who sits right now on the right hand of the Father, that same body. God will prepare a body like that for you forever and ever and ever. You can walk out this door today, sins blotted out, righteousness of Jesus Christ on your record, no more sins recorded, just as if you'd never sinned, set apart from heaven, and a body just like the body of Jesus awaiting you in heaven. That's called glorification. A body free of pain. A body free of sin. A body free of grief. A body free of illness. A body free of weakness. A body free of weariness. A body free of death. Isn't that wonderful news? Did you hear me? You don't have to go to hell. Did you hear me? You can go to heaven. Did you hear me? Your sins can be blotted out. Did you hear me? His righteousness charged to your record. Did you hear me? No more sins ever recorded against you. Did you hear me? And your record just as if you hadn't sinned at all. Did you hear me? And you can walk out of this door set apart for heaven. Reservation all made. A home in heaven being prepared for you. And a body just like the body of Jesus Christ. Don't move. Don't even take your eyes off me. I have the best news for you. Don't miss this. Centuries and millenniums ago, God looked to the future and saw this day. He saw you sitting over there. He saw you back in the corner up there. He looked down and saw this day. And God knew that you were going to trust Jesus as your Savior. And all the things that I've talked about this morning in the mind of Almighty God have already been done. You say that He chose some to go to heaven and go to hell? No, but He knew who was going to choose. Now then, all God needs is your signature. That's all He needs. He just needs your signature. All of these things. Did you hear me? All of these wonderful things. You said, "Well, you don't know what I've done." Yeah, but God does, and He still says to make your sins as white as snow. Oh, but preacher, I've been an awful alcoholic. Though your sins be as scarlet, they should be as white as snow. But preacher, I've taken my own hands and killed somebody. Though your sins be as scarlet, they should be as white as snow. But preacher, I've been a beggar. I don't care what you've done. Though your sins be as scarlet, they should be as white as snow. Again, I say, you can walk out this door this morning with your sins blotted off of God's record. You can walk out the door this morning with the personal righteousness of Jesus Christ recorded on your name. You can walk out this room this morning with the assurance of God who cannot lie. He'll never record another sin against your record. You can walk out this room this morning, not only your sins clear and His righteousness on your record, but your record will look just like you've never sinned at all. You can walk out this door this morning with your reservation made that cannot be canceled, with your seat reserved that cannot be given to another or taken away from you. You can walk out this room this morning with God's Holy Spirit living inside of you. You can walk out this room this morning with a place prepared in heaven and a body like the body of Jesus to live forever and ever and ever and ever. You say, preacher, that's a good deal. What do I have to do? What church do I join? None. Well, what baptism? That's not it at all. Well, how about confirmation? fully on that. But how about confessing my sins to the priest? He has all the sins he can care for himself. Well, you say, preacher, what must I do? I like this. I like the idea of walking out that door with my sins blotted out, his righteousness against my record. No sins ever recorded against my record again. Just as if I'd never sinned, reserved for heaven, a new home in heaven, a new body, Holy Spirit living inside me. What do I have to do? Let's put it this way. It's all prepared. Come and get it. Come and get it. Don't miss this. Most important 60 seconds of your life right here. Realize that you are a sinner. Realize that your sins will take you to hell. Realize that Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago became the perfect Lamb of God and paid the penalty for your sins. And the reason he can take your sins off of your record is because your sins have already been placed on his record. Realize that you're a sinner. Realize that you're lost. Realize that Jesus Christ came and paid the penalty for your sins as your substitute. And you simply say, knowing that I'm a sinner, and knowing that Jesus paid the price for my sins, I, on this 14th day of March, 1999, do hereby trust Jesus Christ and what he did for me as my hope for heaven. Right where you are, acknowledge the fact to yourself, I'm a sinner. Acknowledge the fact I'm lost. My sins are against my record. Acknowledge the fact that Jesus, the perfect Son of God, took your record and put it against his and wants to put his record against yours. In just a moment, we're going to stand and sing, and here's what you do. Come and get it. Come and get it. Come and get it. Table spread. Come and get it. You just leave your seat in a moment, wherever you are. You walk to the nearest aisle, down the aisle to this altar. There'll be a man at this aisle right here, one here, one here, one here, one over here, one here, one here, one over here, at the head of every aisle. And that man can just tell that man, I'm coming to get it. I'm coming to get it. I'm trusting Jesus as my hope for heaven, knowing I'm a sinner, knowing I'm lost, knowing Jesus paid the penalty for my sin, knowing I deserve to go to hell, but thank God I don't have to go to hell. I'm coming to get it. Coming to get what? Sins removed. Coming to get what? His righteousness on your gun, your record. Coming to get what? He'll never record a sin again against you. Coming to get what? Just as if you'd never sinned. Coming to get what? A reservation for heaven. Coming to get what? The Holy Spirit living inside of you, and all that can happen now. This moment. It's up to you. No one is leaving or moving. Would you bow your heads, please?